Karen Hartglass, and we're back for the second part of It's All About Food here on March 12th, 2013. And let's see, I wanted to remind you of a few things. You know, you can send me an email anytime during the show if you want to ask a question, or anytime during the week, info@realmeals.org. How easy is that? info@realmeals.org. And I love, love, love to hear from you. I really do. It makes my day. So you could make me happy and send me a little message. That would be fun. And I'll write back to you. And also, I wanted to let you know I'm going to be speaking around, and I wanted to let you know what some of those engagements are. So March 24th here in Manhattan, we have the Veggie Pride Parade 2013. It's going to culminate after the parade at the north end of Union Square Park. I spoke there last year, and I will be very happy to be back this year. It's usually in May, but this year it's in March, and let's hope March goes out like a lamb, and we have some very lovely mild weather there on March 24th. More information on that at veggieprideparade.org. And then I'll be in California in April, speaking at the Berkeley Vegan Earth Day. Now, you may know this or not, but my birthday is on Earth Day, April 22nd, but Berkeley Vegan Earth Day is April 20th, 2013, at the David Brower Center in Berkeley, California. That's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm going to be joined by some other wonderful speakers like Gene Barr and Will Tuttle. Information at berkeleyveganearthday.com. And then later in April, I'll be in Miami at the Earth Save Miami Vegan Potluck. And that'll be in at the Coral Gables Congregational Church. And more information at EarthSaveMiami.org. Or you can just go to ResponsibleEatingAndLiving.com, my website, and click on the Talks tab. And if you have an event and you might want to have me come and speak, well, send me an email at info@realmeals.org, okay? Okay, so that's the events coming up, and I'm really looking forward to that. We have another guest who's going to be on the show shortly. I know he's here in the studio, and I'm just waiting for him to come back in the room and join me. But it's going to be very interesting because we're going to be talking about vegetarian boxing. He's a champion vegetarian boxer. And I know one of the things that really floors people when we talk about eating a diet based on plants is people really have a hard time believing you can have athletic endurance and build muscle on plant foods. And we have lots of different people today that are vegetarian or vegan and are super athletes, proving more and more that people can fuel themselves just as well and maybe better on plant foods. So I am going to bring on my next guest, and I just learned how to pronounce his name, which I wasn't pronouncing correctly before. It's Omawale Adewale, and we just call him Wally, right?
Well, it's Omawale Adewale.
You can put that headset on if okay. You like.
Sure,
then you
sure.
Can hear yourself and look really good. You already look really good.
Wale is great.
Well, thanks for joining me. Omawale is a vegetarian champion boxer, boxing trainer and coach, and a personal fitness trainer. He's also the co-founder of GAME, G-A-M-E, an organization developed to address socioeconomic issues facing poor Black and Latino communities. So here we are, and thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, Karen.
Now, you don't live here in New York? You're just here for the month?
I do live in New York.
Oh, okay.
I'm born and raised in Brooklyn.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
I thought you, for some reason, when I read your information on LinkedIn, it
right, now, but regarding the tour that was going all over the place, right?
Okay, tell me about the tour.
Okay, well, the tour is really designed, just like you were explaining to your listeners, really to show people that you actually can be strong and very fit and athletically inclined and skilled being a vegetarian or vegan, especially when I train. I'm a personal trainer as well, as you mentioned, and I always give vegan tips. I'm vegetarian myself. I give vegan tips, vegan options to everyone, every one of my clients. And the tour is really designed to kind of show people demonstrations in boxing from someone who is a vegetarian. And at the same time, you know, give them an opportunity to basically, you know, go through kind of the steps that a boxer might do, some of the ab work, some of the routines, learn some of the punches, you know, have a little fun with it. But the importance is to really show if people are looking to, say, detox because they want to weight manage. It's a lot of people who want to gain weight. And so when they see vegans, right, I hear someone's vegan or vegetarian, they automatically think, okay, well, this person's going to be thin. And a lot of vegans are thin because they want to. A lot of vegans are aware of where you get the proteins. Obviously, you know, chia seeds, edamame, these are all legumes that are high, very high in protein. There's no other meat that you can get that's going to actually rival chia seeds, hemp, edamame. There's a top 10, and edamame was way at the top.
Mm-hmm.
So in second place was cheese. So meat wasn't even in the top two, right?
So how did you get into your diet? Were you raised this way, or is it something you decided for being an athlete?
No, I got a little lucky. I had a conversation with my brother, who's actually he's not vegan or vegetarian, when I was 15. I'm 34 now, and immediately I became vegetarian. I chose my mother's birthday in August, and I became vegetarian.
What did he tell you?
Well, I was in Florida by myself, away from the family, going to high school. And he was, you know, we just got into a discussion in terms of things that I was eating, you know, how important it you know, would be. Although he was, mm-hmm. you know, never become a vegetarian, you know, important it is to, you know, basically respect life. And in a lot of different ways that we come, you know, towards respecting life in terms of, you know, in animals. People say, you know, clean kills. Obviously, vegans, you know, don't believe in any kind of clean kill of animals. And, you know, I said, you know, I'm going to go vegetarian. So I went vegetarian cold turkey.
Excuse me. I love that expression, yeah.
And, you know, I'm 15 at the time. And I didn't have that many options. You know, obviously you have to be a little skilled, you know, and this comes, you know, in terms of, so it, you know, I would like to segue a little bit, let me know if I'm off course, in terms of just food access, you know, because I really didn't have the knowledge mm-hmm. in terms of food, what foods I can get to enrich my particular type of nutritional plan. So at the time I was, you know, eating rice, you know, greens, and cornbread on a regular basis. You know? You said hemp and edamame. I said, what? What is that? What? Lentils? There's various kinds of lentils. I didn't know, you know, what to get, you know. So it was just, you know, black beans, you know, things out of the can, you know. So my diet was all off. And, you know, I think we call that a lot of times what would you call that? Junk food vegetarianism.
Well, rice and cornbread isn't really that junk food like junk food people are eating today with potato chips and cheese doodles, but it's pretty high starch.
Right, but that was pretty much what my that's what my diet consisted of, you know, on a consistent basis. You know, I said, you know, I don't want to have any meat, I'll, you know, eat this and that, and then it was just a journey. It was a journey. So I was, you know, I went to about 3-4 doctors, and they told me I had high blood pressure.
Wow.
You know, this is while vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to get to a much higher sense of, you know, a living, no matter what type of dietary, you know, plan you have. So I noticed that, you know, I was eating foods that were high in sodium and not enough potassium. So as soon as I was introduced to juicing and I incorporated that into my diet, things changed. phenomenal.
Yeah, well, I'm a big believer in juicing. I know it saved my life, literally. And people have different feelings about juicing. Mm-hmm. You've probably heard some of the should you juice or not juice. I think it's a great thing. I don't know that it's absolutely necessary to juice, but if you have a particular goal that you want to achieve, whether it's a health crisis and you need to boost your immune system really fast, juicing is going to do it. If you want a fast boost of energy, it's the easiest thing to digest.
Right.
It goes right to you, just like, you know, people go for a caffeine fix. You go for a green juice fix. Right. You're going to feel that energy without the hangover afterwards that you're going to get from junk.
And I think also with juicing, a lot of people ask me in terms of, you know, they want to lose weight. You know, some people, I'm training some folks who want to lose weight and some folks who want to gain weight. And I add juicing into each one of those regimens. So there might be differences in terms of, you know, when they incorporate other, you know, foods, you know, when they're juicing. But generally, you know, beets are excellent. For, you know, basically just cleaning your system. So I usually have people eat, you know, juice a beet with some water and, you know, just maybe two or three greens, you know, some spinach, some chard, maybe some kale, you know, you could throw broccoli, you know, but two or three. And it's going to do wonders for the system because you're going to, because what beets does, it's going to take, it's going to flush your nutrients out as well. It's going to flush nutrients. It's going to flush a lot of the nutrients that you do need. So you're going to need to actually try to retain some of the nutrients that you do have with juicing. And also do that just kind of, you know, just a clean slate. A lot of people do fasting or detoxing so they can get a clean slate. And so, you know, next time they start eating or whatever, you know, a lot of that is out of the system. And so you might do that once every two, 3 days. So I recommend that, you know, in terms of those who are trying to lose weight or gain weight.
Right. Tell me about this tour that you're doing.
Well, next stop, I'm going to be actually, in the Bronx. I lived in the Bronx for 10 years. I lived in four or five boroughs. So I'll be at Hostos Community College.
Hostos, we know that.
Yes, 215.
When is that?
This is Saturday, I'm sorry, March 23rd at 2:15. I'm going to, you know, it's going to be youth-led. I have a young gentleman. He's 20 years old, and he's also a boxer in great shape, and he wants to become a vegetarian. He's you know, making excellent strides, and he's also doing my boxing class today and teaching young folks.
Oh, thank you. So, well, it's pretty serious with young people, especially in different neighborhoods, the poorer neighborhoods. I would say most people in America today know nothing about food and nutrition, and we're educated by commercials and little sound bites on the news, and it's all nonsense. And as a result, you know, a third of the population is obese. Everybody's sick. We have heart disease and diabetes. These are food-borne illnesses that do not have to happen. So we have a serious crisis. But the people who are wealthy and upper middle class, they have means. They can hire a trainer. They can hire a consultant. They can do something about it. It's their choice. But the people that are that do not have means need help.
Yeah. There's I forget which hospital is. I think it's Harlem Hospital that has McDonald's in it.
A lot of hospitals, please, have McDonald's. That's just, it's science fiction. It's it's ridiculous. It's comedy.
Right, and of course, in the worst way, too. So it's, you know, a lot of these areas, like Bronx is the poorest congressional district in the nation. And in terms of the 16th congressional district in the South Bronx specifically, you have... You can go into, say, 161st, where Yankee Stadium is, where the courthouses are, that particular location. You can't find natural foods. You can't find a health food store. I talk to people all the time. Even some of the folks who create these books and for vegans and vegetarians or anyone who's veg curious about where to go for vegetarian food tell you, you know, there wasn't much to put in the Bronx section. You know, there's not much, especially in that particular area. And it's always assumed that, you know, well, folks are not going to go. folks are not going to go. And I think that's a huge problem. I think a lot of information, as you said, is kind of a disconnect between, you know, folks really getting food information. Just the fact that you have a lot of fast food in that particular area, McDonald's, Burger King, you name it, you know, diners, you know, everything galore in that particular area. I look at it as almost as an attack on that particular community. And there's something that has to be done. And I think a lot of these discussions that we do have around food, because it's this particular event that I'm going to be at March 23rd. It's the 11th annual. So you have folks that come in that are nutritionists. They've come in the past, and you know, there's farmers, and they'll help you with different information in terms of better access to food. But what we have to have is something that's consistent, a consistent discussion and dialogue, and that doesn't just leave and wait till next year or the next particular function. So what I'm doing, just like the young man that I'm working with and putting him under my wing, is trying to work with young people on a consistent basis, you know, really have more of a discussion, not just boxing. So even with this particular tour, you know, I'm trying to be accessible to folks to, you know, just give them free information, free accessible information in terms of how can I get more protein into my diet. A lot of young people, some of the young men want to be boxers. You know, they say vegetarianism, being a vegan, will, you know, bring down their weight. Doesn't have to. You can still be very muscular, and to be able to do that, you can still get, you know, the right amount of carbs, right amount of nutrition, if you want to, and just have to apply the same discipline you have with McDonald's. If you apply that same discipline, you're gonna look phenomenal, you know. And I think it's barrage when you know, in terms of the commercials that really attack the community. You see a lot of the billboards. You see, I mean, of course. Why not? Why not go there? You know, they must be okay. You know, FDA isn't saying anything, you know.
Yeah.
I see it on a regular basis, so it's a no-brainer. Why not go to McDonald's? You know, why not get potato chips at the bodega? That's what's accessible. That's what I can eat, you know, right there. So what I'm trying to do is really have a consistent, you know, relationship. You know, more than just a dialogue, actually, and discussion, you know, with the young people, but also work with them on a regular basis. And I believe bring boxing. What I do is with the tour and everything I do is boxing is really have been excellent, because boxing is not so accessible, but it's something that a lot of young people, and not just young boys, young girls as well, they want to box.
Mm.
They want to box. They want to be able to defend themselves. They want to be able to have fun. They want to get over their fear. They want to address bullying. They want to learn, you know, and I also encourage them to address the aggression that they have, which a lot of vegans may say, you know, come on with the, you know,
the diet.
The meat,
you know,
their particular diet.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage that within their system, you know. So this is the kind of relationship, you know, that I'm trying to have, and not just going to speak in these different engagements. So after March 23rd, the next one will actually be in Texas on April 6th, and then after that, I'll leave U.S. and go into Europe to Italy for 27. So it's more it's a spot tour. So I'll be going around the different festivals, and speaking, and of course I'll be back in the U.S. in May 11th in New Orleans.
Wow, good for you. Now, do you make your own food, or do you go out and eat out?
I cook so much, it's ridiculous. And then I thought about it. It was one day. I think it had to be just a few days ago, maybe 2-3 days ago. I was in cooking, and I said, wow, this is why people complain about, you know, juicing, because they got to clean up after. I said, listen, you know, if you want to be healthy, what are the most important things? What are the three important things, you know, to you? Would it be your children? Your children want to keep you around, right? You want to be able to stay around. You want to have better health. So therefore, this is a small sacrifice in terms of cleaning up, you know, after you juice. So people talk about that all the time. So I'm in my head, I'm saying, wait, okay, let me try to address them, you know, where they are, right? And say, okay, well, try to find this juicer. This juice is easier to clean. This one's easier to clean. You don't have to do much cleanup on that. And I think that you have to make things easier. As much as McDonald's makes things easier in terms of making it 99-cent menu, you know, I think we have to make it easier, you know, as well.
Well, this is a problem with our culture. It's a problem. Everybody has to have things easy.
Right.
And I'm not sure when this happened, when we got so soft. But, you know, no pain, no gain.
Right.
And
right.
I juice every day. And most of the time I make it. Sometimes I'm fortunate. My partner Gary will make it for me. But it's a commitment. It's a religion because I had advanced ovarian cancer 6 years ago and I don't have it anymore. And I know that a piece of it has to do with juicing and cramming dark green vegetables.
Right.
That's my story. And I'm sticking to it and I juice.
Right.
But what I say is, like what you said, you deserve it. I don't even think of it as a sacrifice. I think of it as a gift, a gift to me. I'm cleaning this juicer. It's not a problem. It just changed your perspective. This is a gift. This is doing wonderful things. Don't be so effing lazy.
Right. But we understand this. But the problem is we're up against, you know, heavy hitters.
No.
You know, billion-dollar budgets in marketing, you know. So I think, you know, at the same time, I do agree, and I feel like I go back and forth with some of those who have been working with me longer. I'm like, listen, just do it. Just do this and stick to it. Listen.
You know, some people don't have to juice.
Right.
You know, they could make a blended salad, which is a lot easier, and they can put their dark leafy green vegetables in. They can put their chia seeds in.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. The cleanup's easy. You can take it with you. Okay.
Right.
You know, and that's fine, too.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well.
So.
Well.
But get into your kitchen. Get to know it.
Right.
And stop complaining.
Exactly.
If you want results, right?
Right. I think it's...
We have 1 minute, so.
Okay.
Make it. Wrap it up really nice.
Well, just the segue, because I know we were talking to young people, so I'm kind of going to veer off a little bit. A young man was murdered on March 10th. Kamani Gray. I don't know if folks, your viewers, your listeners, you know, were familiar. You know, police were in plain clothes and they stopped him, and you know, they shot at him 11 times. You know, they hit him 6 times, and so, I mean, it's just, in my mind, it's kind of this dichotomy of the attack in terms of the poor access to food and poor food decisions that young people make, and then these issues in terms of, you know, stop and frisk, you know, or what I would call it, you know, police and harassment, or police murder. So these two issues that are going on, and I really want to kind of leave with that and ask the people that, you know, attend March 23rd, so we can have more of a discussion in terms of food and our young people.
Okay, thanks, Omawali. Wally, Adwali, thank you for joining me, and it's all about food, and it is all about food. It's all connected, nutrition and well-being and crime and everything, it's all connected. I'm Karen Hartglass. You've been listening to It's All About Food, and guess what? Have a delicious week, okay? Bye.